morning, I'm turning to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. And I read to you some few verses from verse 26. A few verses from there. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, and a Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah's the prophet. This morning, our thinking is on God's help for seekers. And now, okay, some people are saying, maybe I'm here. Nyankopon, Urade, Mbua, Ode, Mbua, Omoa. Or, Shishwe, Mose, Ombuhuno. And no, ne, in some way, person, John, one of faith. And this, we will use the case of this Ethiopian, you know, how he found the Lord, use his case as an, a lesson for us. There, can I say, say ehwe mezu yakopon oboa obibiara opese ohunu no eh na pese di nkoma no opai na Ethiopia no ke yakwan yakopon eboa no motumi hu no eno na efese eyi esua di afimu yenso de tu ya de ho na eboa ni ehu so yakopon so opese yenso ehu no na kwan a yenso betumi edisu mo ehu no. So as I said, that the subject is about God's help for seekers. And you know that the Lord Jesus Christ himself promised that those that will seek will find. If they want to seek him, he can be found. That's what he said. That when we seek him, we can find him. And throughout generation after generation, people have always sought him and they have found him. So it's a great lesson for us. So as I said, we use the incident of this Ethiopian, you know, recorded here, his conversion, how he found the Lord, he sought the Lord and found him. And his case is one of the many proofs of this fulfillment, of the fulfillment of this promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. The can say, Sir Ethiopian ni papaya, yesu radia unyang kwa yi. Ne that semino aye and semua a man yes used to neighbor shower wash the says if you any behu no ma balkwa a ma sa bosha is used to share no chase a bim ne a cost of bring a bring you send it the end year if you saw back who say a bemuman. Okay. And not only him, when you go to the Bible, even in the book of Acts, we have the conversion of Cornelius, a Roman centurion. He found the Lord, and he was seeking the Lord. Though wrongly, he was worshiping him wrongly, but he found the Lord. There was a Philippian jailer who asked this popular question: how can I be saved? How can he be saved? When the incident with Paul and Silas happened, the Lord made the prison to break down, and the jailer was afraid, wanted to kill himself. He said, he asked, how can he be saved? And they told him to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We think of Lydia. She also went to a place of worship. And then she heard the gospel, and we are told, and the Lord opened her heart, and she also believed. So you see, God has always helped those who always want to know him. So if people cannot know him, it is their fault. The hymn we just like said, that those that cannot, we cannot read, their distance is their loss. It's like, if only we want to get close to God, we can. God can help us to know him. And also, all these people I've mentioned, Cornelius, the Philippian jailer, Lydia, they are all proofs of the same, the fulfillment of this promise of the Lord, that those who seek him will find. Those who find him, who seek him will find him. And this is to all, this is the help for all sincere seekers to find, and the Lord will let them know him. He'll let them find him. No matter for their obstacles. The agenda says, say in your pen once you see who ready na ye bay rade ni pa nasa ne ba na ye hunu ni 90 year or mess of Bible channel. And fahune a friend is saying, akwanhyia anaasɛ akwansideɛ biara a ɛwɔ yɛne yɛabra abɔ mu anaasɛ yɛne nyankopɔn ntam. So when we ask of seekers, seekers are those who have really felt their sinfulness, and they feel that they are separated from God. In their own heart, they can feel it, but their own sinfulness, and that they seek to be reconciled with God. Yes, so how many are shelf way? God has said, "Why am I going to shelf? Why am I going to say? I shelf for only one way. I'm not coming. No, who said? I'm not going. I'm not going to buy it for. Oh, right, Jenny." Na omunya nkenye antie se saa boni ntina ma omunya yakopon temu ate nti omo pekwan omutu yakopon aka bu wan ba. And this, I mean, this category, these are what we call seekers. One one ehu won ga so won boni na ohwehwe mesu omuni urade ntimbe ba ko omo hu se urade e konkon oyobi a oyi prepare ye mesire na makoni nje. Just by the way, last yesterday we were on the station, we met a young man, then we tried to give him a Bible track, and he told us, well, he knows the word already. So I think one of us asked him, what word does he know? And he said, well, he knows the word already. And then we begin to, I think we asked him that, then you tell us the kind of word. Well, I said, the word. And then we asked one or two questions. He said that, well, he doesn't believe that he's a sinner. So we said, and we told him that, then, how do you know the word? And then we realized that he was speaking of a different thing altogether. He was talking about his own thinking. He said that when he read the Bible, the part that he thinks is not good, he doesn't take it. The part that is good, then he takes it. And that's the word he knows. And he thinks that, I mean, nobody is a sinner. You see, so such person is not a seeker. Unless the Lord help him, he cannot find him because he doesn't feel himself a sinner. Okay, so now as we think about the Ethiopian Enoch, we'll think about some of the possible obstacles to his progress as he was seeking the Lord. And your man, like a bit to me, still quite a mirror of your share, a radium, and the best of you canny. So we'll go to our verse, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go to the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. I will not concentrate much on how Philip came, and I just want to concentrate on the man and how the Lord helped him. So I will not try to, I mean, go over each and every bit. I'll try to pick out the thing that really, I mean, bring out how the Lord helped him. So, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia. So we are told here, this man was from Ethiopia. You know, in the Bible times, we had two Ethiopians. One was in the Saudi Arabia area, but this one was the one in Africa. So, this man was an African. And even the part, sorry. The location that the Spirit told Philip to go and meet him was going down to the south. And that was towards Africa, I mean, Egypt, the south of Jerusalem. So, he was coming to Africa. That's what. So, this was an African who has come to worship. And let's think of this man. Ethiopia at the time was a land that worshipped many idols. It was an idolatrous state. I mean, as all the world of the Gentiles were. The can say, yeah, new man Ethiopia in Oki. Now claim we may not be ready. You know, really, it's just a man or Ethiopian. Now, Ethiopia is where Obia of Africa. You know. Now we're Ethiopia, menu. See, of course, Saudi Arabia, side, of course. But we, bear in mind, they're not of Africa. They enjoy Africa, ni. Now, you can say, ni kuma no fi in Africa, no zamre no. Na ubia suma bosom. Bosom na ubia sum. And now, so that as we know, his native religion, the religion that he had, was so different from any other African traditional religion. You know that in Africa we have so many, I mean, way of worship. Every tribe worship their own gods, and they create their own gods and worship them. So that was the kind of religion this man was in. And this traditional worships, often it is they worship the dead, animals, and other also sacrifice to devils. All the libations that our traditional worshippers offer, and all the sacrifices of animals, is to devils. It's the demons, and not to God. Yet they think that they are worshiping God. So you see, that was the background of his worship. And this is where this man come from. So somebody asked them, why was he willing to, I mean, why was he going to Jerusalem to worship? You see, this, we'll come to that. But he was willing to travel such a distance to worship at Jerusalem. The can say, Ben, may know if you cry, Abosum and Muslim. Abosum Kuan, because Africa, Yang Esum Wankasa, Yen and Anum Muslim, Abosum Sum, Yasum, Ufo, Yasum and Mua. I'm sure we are aware every clan has its animal. I mean, their clan has a symbol. I mean, yes. And beyond that, they have so many things they worship animals and also their for a boy now say, Messima Sumo, Dodo, Sumi, Amusuma Abbey, Abbey for Mokasumu Kuan, Bo, Somo, Gun Sound, Mugun Sama Bosom, Mugun and Sama Yankupo. So that Sahar to be on an Ethiopia, Bermay, no team, a Suma no, you know, and they only two. And then the people that said then now a person of Jerusalem not Okosum. And I'm saying, but then it tells us that he may have heard from the Lord, but we'll come to that. So he was willing to go and worship at Jerusalem. And this act of his shows that he has really abandoned the idolatry worship that his native land had. And he had become a proselyte of the how the Jews worshipped. Because yeah, you can say, Ushep Ben Maya when you first called Jerusalem for someone and let's just say we die in the crew of someone or something to say my Israel what it's a no Muslim. So it tells us he has abandoned his idolatry. That's the first thing. A trust no or the Nabosum Sumono action change. How he got to do that we are not told. Basically or the Nabosum Sumton generally and try but then we can think through the matter because in the olden times, in the Old Testament especially, anyone who will come to know anything about God, unless they had the Old Testament scripture, they might have read it or somebody have told them about it. Without that, they wouldn't know the true God. God was not dealing with the whole world, like the prophet. So before you know God, he has to come to this knowledge. So I believe that this man has maybe somebody introduced him to the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, or through maybe some of the Jews were living in his town, and I don't know. But then he has come to appreciate the teachings of the Old Testament about the true God of all creation. And you didn't come fast, but at least you said, "Well, when we talk about the Old Testament, we should not come far ready. Now, who can go again? Yeah, one thing far no home, you should know. What better far no home?" And I'm sure you might have also heard how God is holy and just, and now how he's also powerful. His power upholds all things, and his wisdom directs the affairs of this world. So he has come to appreciate that this world is not there by chance. I'm sure you are aware, and because he's willing to go to Jerusalem to go and worship, it tells you that it's somebody who has come to realize that the God of the Bible is a God that we need to worship. It's a God who have made us, and that is a God that we have to. Well, I mean, he has something to do with. So, you can say because of when you in church, Old Testament, apam na da ni mo no. Enu nti onya pese obehun nyankopon no a obo ade nyina no. O san so behun nyankopon wa ye kronkron no san so prepare ni because na Bible ni tre. Old Testament apam na da no fa na tre. But also, Bible who is Yankupon to me that a cry didn't know what we are saying, and a young son in a dance that we are saying, Abrenia Abrenia. So, this will have been her understanding, his understanding, and then this will have made him to really cherish the God of the Israelites. And this kind of understanding is the persuasion of everyone that wants to seek and know the Lord. Until we have come to realize that God has made us, and that we have to seek him. We have to get closer to him. And yet we see the barrier of our sinfulness. We have to get closer to him because he has made us and he holds the world. And we cannot do without him. Until we have come to realize so that we have brought to a point that we realize that until we are right with him, we are not happy people. And that we are willing to obey him and follow what he tells us in his word. This is the first persuasion of every genuine seeker. So, This is the first knowledge you should have. Because if you don't have this knowledge, what will you believe about God? How do you progress? You cannot. Even coming to the Lord Jesus Christ will be difficult, because where do you begin? So this is the beginning. So we are sure he have come to realize these things. So it's like him, if we really want, so we see that he has abandoned his idol worship, which tells us of repentance. And also, to forsake idols that we love and worship is to repent. It's to leave them and to come to God so that he will deal with us. It's repentance. So we can see that this also tells us that if anyone wants to know the Lord personally, it begins with repentance. And that's what the New Testament tells us. Also, repent. Repentance. John the Baptist came before the Lord Jesus Christ came. John the Baptist came preaching repentance. That people should turn and come to the Lord. And he even told them that when they have repented, it's only Christ that can really baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Meaning that repentance does not save anyone. But yet, it's the beginning, it's the first step of coming to the Lord. Yes, I've been Sakra and Jini Pankwa. And so, Bible no trends, and no the Dickens, you have a share right there. You have to make us a share right there, and you have come to and you have my Adorno, and you have the Radipe. You have done your Radi, you have done your Master Radi, you have done, we will attend the Bosom Nadi. So, see, in your staff, and so say, put down your money, and you have come on your drink, and Manua. You have been Sakra. So, this is the beginning. So, we turn from our sins. And every attitude and life that is hateful to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible will help us to know it, because when we hear the Bible will tell us how to turn and come to the Lord. How we should turn from our pride, our envy, our lies, our life of hatred, our life of lust, everything. We should turn from them and come to the Lord. So this man, we can see, he has abandoned his idol worship, because he has left Ethiopia not just to go and come back to go and worship. And you know, this distance, it's a long journey, and in those days he was using a chariot too, so it would take him days to go and come. And yes, he was willing to go. You see, it tells us how this man has really, and if he has not really realized the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, as the true God, he wouldn't do that. He wanted a relationship with God. So we also think in this man, his dignity. So we think of first his native religion, which could have been a hindrance. Yeah, during Nesumwa na Ewuni Tumwa, it was like a bit to me, you see a kind of man. But we see that this man has abandoned it. He has left it and he has gone to Jerusalem to go and worship. So you see, though there was an obstacle, but the seeker wouldn't stay in there. He would seek out. The true seeker will not stand in and say, well, these are the sins, well, I have to repent. Well, but I cannot repent. No, the seeker wouldn't do that. He asked God to help him to repent. None of us can repent by ourselves. We don't have the strength. So the genuine seeker will seek help. I have these things in my life that is really distracting my commitment to God. That is distracting my own spiritual progress. I don't stay there and say, well, something I can. No, there's no impossibility with God. God is always able to do everything. So we just have to rely on him and do what he tells us. Okay, so the first hindrance, we see that he has left to come, so that he has abandoned it, no matter what, how, I mean, his family or his people were, I mean, happy with. So the next thing also, we think of his dignity, because the verse tells us that in verse 27, and we are told of this man, and he arose and went, okay, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, and a Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had a charge of all her treasure. She was a man of dignity. It was a kingdom of Ethiopia. He was the treasure. All the property were in his hand. So he was a man of high, today he would say that he would be an influential politician in his country. Yes. He held one of the high offices in the country. All the treasures of the queen was in his hand. He was in charge. And it tells you he would have been a rich man also. Not just a power policy. He could have been a rich man then. A man with a substance. And he, despite his, he being such an honorable position, as we may call it, he was in a position of honorable, I mean, honor, as we may call it. But then we see this man that he was looking, he was looking for a better thing for his soul than just mere worldly praises. Because his position will give him that praise of the other also. People respect him because he was the one in charge. But this man, in his own self, he realized that he's not any better person. He realized that all that people may think of him as a very influential, he didn't see himself as such. He knew that until his soul is right with God, he was nothing. So you see, despite all this honorable position, he didn't want just the mere praise of the world. He sought for the honor that comes from God. And that honor was the salvation of his soul. Why do we seek the Lord? It's going to save us from sin. That's the first thing. This man, despite all these riches and such, as today, charismatic people say, his dominion, he has some terms. This man, despite this, he left it. All this, he left it. He wanted something that would touch his soul. The wealth and the riches couldn't touch his soul. He couldn't dwell on that praises and the honor of being in charge of the wealth of Ethiopia. They can say, Papa, I don't know how to be or DBA or Ethiopia, Hindi anymore. Or him, I know, I just don't know. No opinion. They seek a ceremony, be beer, and not Papa is in an opera. And the chest, no basic in Nipa, or some super you'll be, I know, or what to me. And then I come back or a politician, or what to me, Pa, or Castle, or the ultimate. And so, Samuel may yet, if Papa way, a jaho, so baby, there is one of the swimming and cooper. Near Castle, and the chest, or you'll be not on family rent to the position or walk, and then no more we are. So then the rest is for all three right now, cooper. About that, so you're okay. But to Hussein, I'll come in, Mono, or you hear me. To Hussein, or so share, ensure, and I say, you never feel radio. So, Benyam, quite your money cry. So, well, that's why he was traveling to Jerusalem. He has read from the Old Testament that only in Jerusalem that we can worship. In the Old Testament, it was like that. One by Jerusalem, one. Put you so ready. And to a Jew, you can now watch that. I fear no son, so about another son. So, he went to do the same thing. You see, he was a man of substance, but he realized that nothing in this world can save his soul. So, you see, the Bible didn't give us this detail for nothing. But the Bible doesn't really praise people. It rather gives us so that we realize that despite such an influential position and his prominence, he was willing to come to Jerusalem to worship. He was willing to come. As you progress, you see some of the things that this man of Jew, which was so interesting. So we see that often one of the greatest hindrances to salvation to many, it's not to me, even to all of us before we came to know the Lord, is when we find satisfaction in worldly fame, ambition, self-importance. We find satisfaction in something that we have in the world. It may be our education, it can be our wealth, it can be our intelligence, it can, whatever. When we think that we are better by these things, when we think that we are okay by these things, we will never find the Lord. Look at how Lord Jesus Christ even told the Pharisees. He said that in John 5:44. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that coming from God alone? Asimene na majimi edi mu amuhwehwe ni onya mu ni peni so bo pese ni pa hwa hwa mu mene na majimi edi na muhwehwe ni onya ma ifi Awurade ho. That's what Jesus Christ meant. The Pharisees and the high priests and those who hated Jesus Christ, that was what they wanted. Human praises, they wanted to be in high positions. And we see that, yeah, they are the religious people of the place, and yet they don't care about things of God. So you see, when we are satisfied in our condition, well, we are still sinners. And we are not seeking to be satisfied in God. And I think you do to be your advantage. I go to me, your car wait here, your car for her, do your water. I feel no, if you say, you're superhuman. But you know, this world, just a sickness always tells us that we are not. But we deceive ourselves that we are somebody. And that is what it is. So this man has also gone over this hindrance of, relying on his dignity. Sir Papa,
Set be out to we are saying you nyama wo we are saying. What is another part of change? Another step of repentance. Pride and ambition, if it doesn't go from our heart, we will never give ourselves to Christ. Because we have to admire Christ and his death on the cross. Than anything. It should, I mean, thinking of that, we should see ourselves as nothing. The cost he paid, if we should think, like the one of the hymns, you know that, I will, let me just read it to you, in Psalm 69, version 1. I said, Lord, I, verse 1, verse standard 1, I will stand with a thoughtful eye beneath thy fatal tree, and see thee bleed, and see thee die, and think, what love to me. If we have not realized this, so that when we think of Christ's love for us, then we are brought to nothingness. That all that we are, all that we have, don't come into mind at all. Then the Lord can help us. But if we cannot really think of Calvary and really humble ourselves before the Lord, we can never be saved. Because we have other love better than him. Other things we cherish. Other things we want them to be. You see, other people to see the things we have to admire us. No. If we really want to know God, we would rather desire that other people should see how we represent the Lord in the character, how we are representing the Lord in how we speak, how we are representing the Lord in our willingness even to submit to him. That's the beauty of holiness. That's the beauty God wants us to. Not that people look at me, well, it's intelligence in this and that, and they pray. Well, know what they do, but the true Christian wouldn't really put himself into it. People may say about him, but he knows that he's nobody except the love Christ has shed on him. Okay, so we see these two obstacles, and I mean, we may think about it, but because our time is going, I'll just go over with other matters. So, not these obstacles alone, but then we also think of the priority he gave to the matters of his soul. Sir, you may see the kind, so you are shame, Messima, and you may find a crown or the scene in this obituary. This is also another part of a sincere seeker. So this man was making matters of his soul his main concern. So we are told in verse 28, the last part, after the worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. He was reading prophet Isaiah after he had left Jerusalem in his chariot. I mean, he's a man of dignity. He will be traveling with a lot of, security, other people. And look at him. He did not come back to his chariot discussing politics on the things that are happening in Ethiopia. He came back to his chariot reading the Bible to come in. I mean, just to think of what has happened. So, I mean, in seeking the Lord to bless his soul, he came to Jerusalem to worship, as we are told. And this shows his obedience. And also, there are many people, when they hear the Bible about something they are not doing right, well, they put that back of their head and they move on. How can we know more of the Lord, the things of God? But this man has come to Jerusalem. He shows his obedience to the light he had. Okay? He shows his obedience to the light he had. But then, before I move on, I'm sure you have heard people saying that Christianity was imposed on Africans by the Europeans and also. But we see that nowadays, this one was an African who got to know the Lord in the early stages of the church. He was an African. At that time, the gospel has not even come to Europe. Apostle Paul has not even begun his journey to preach into all this. He was an African. You see, the Americans This man came to know the Lord when Christianity was just in Jerusalem and around Judea. So it is false when people say that the Europeans brought guns and Bibles to come and impose the Bible on us so that the Bible is a white man's religion. It's false. This man was from Ethiopia. He was an African. So he got to know the Lord even before the church came to Europe and other parts of the world. Okay, so this is just by the way. But people always speak lies about the things of Christianity often. So we see that he was obedient to embrace this light. And the interesting thing is that the only light he had was the Old Testament, which was in figures and types, which wasn't the complete, the real truth. And we know that as at that time he has though that time Joshua have died and has gone, when he went to worship God, it was that time when the apostles were working. And yet he did not hear about the Savior who had come. Because the religious leaders and priests at the time, they hated Jesus. They would not preach about Christ to him. They would not tell him about the prophecies fulfilled in Christ. They wouldn't. Because they rejected Christ. So they cannot point him to the Savior. But you know, if only we are desiring after truth, let people deceive. The Lord will help us. The Lord will make us to know. So, that is human thinking. If the person is there and he's seeking the Lord, the Lord will bring the gospel to him. If the person is there and the Lord wants to save, the Lord will go and save. It doesn't matter where we are. The Lord will save his people. But though, this man, he was not told about the Savior who has come to die for our sins and gone back. Who has saved many and many. I mean, at this time, the Holy Spirit has poured on the apostles and the early church was working and mightily. But then, there was nothing that he heard about the Savior. But you know that the comfort of Scripture's promise is that in Psalm 25 verse 9, we are told that the Lord himself, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Also, God will teach those who are humble to listen to him. It doesn't matter who we are, if we are not humble, even if we have been believers, and we seem to think that we know so much, the Lord will not teach us again. A time will come, our knowledge will be in decline. It will be interesting. If you know an old Christian who has really stopped being active, you converse with him and try to maybe do something. You see his knowledge, his application of things is not better than before. He has gone out of, unless he revives. That's what the Lord does. So the Lord will always teach the humble seeker. He will bring such to himself. And they are only those he will bring to know the way of salvation. One more, one more, he said, well, So you see, if people really want to seek the Lord, they will find him. And the Lord will definitely bring them to the place, and then they will be able to find him. So we are moving on. Now we are thinking of the gracious help the Lord gave to this man. So that we have seen the Lord, this man has gone through the obstacles that came on his way, and he has moved on to work with the knowledge he had. He came to Jerusalem to worship, and yet he has not heard about the Savior. And yet, it was a time the Savior has come. And that time, if you want to know the Lord, you have to know Christ. You don't need to worship him in the Old Testament way, because Christ has come to abolish them. And if you know, you think you know God, you know Christ, you don't know him. And God will help this man. So then we are told in verse the beginning of himself, the Lord, and we are told in verse 26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is the desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, and a Candace queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem and for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. So this Philip was sent to instruct this man, and we are told in the circumstance, this one, at this time, God was using this kind of thing to speaking to people to do some of the things. But today we don't have this. God doesn't speak to us directly like this. We have to learn his word to know the instructions. So you see, we have all these examples in the Bible to direct us how we find the Lord. God doesn't need to send anybody to tell us, go and read this portion of scripture. No, we have to listen to what the word tells us. Okay, so he sent Philip to go and instruct this man. And let's see what happened. 29 to 31, something amazing happened. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he should come up and sit with him. So we are told that when Philip found him, amazingly, he was reading scripture. He was keeping his mind engaged after he left worship at Jerusalem. And what this man did was very, very good example. Unlike many today, what do they do? Immediately we leave worship, what happens to us? Worldly mind, worldly things engage our persons. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I have this thing and all that. That is all. And then, what do? We are given opportunity for the devil to take away whatever we have. Yes. Because the nature of the word of God is that we don't just listen and just go. We listen and think about it. And in thinking, that's where the Lord helps us. Whether we are believers or unbelievers, that is where the help comes from. You see, so normally compared to ruminant animals, when they chew the cat, they chew the grass, they lie down, really begin to chew them back again to really get the nutrients. So that's how it is. So many really give opportunity for Satan to ask the parable of the sower. Satan takes the word away. That's how you give yourself chance, because you don't think of what you have heard. And in doing that, we make the word unprofitable. James himself tells us. James 1:25, we cannot read, but you can read there. You see how the word becomes unprofitable to many. Because they just listen to it. The next few hours, they forget about it. The devil has taken it away. There's no profit in it. So we are also told from 32, then the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb down before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the man, Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He said, "Well, I don't know unless somebody teach me." So then what he was reading was Isaiah 53, 7 to 8. That's the portion of the scripture he was reading. And this part of scripture foretold the sufferings and the sacrifice of Christ for sin. That Isaiah passage. It tells us of the sacrifice of Christ for sin. And I'm sure this man, normally they go to Jerusalem, I think, 3 times a year. Yeah. The Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of, I think they have the Day of Pentecost, which they call the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets or something. And they have the Passover. Yes. So I'm sure this man has gone, normally they'll read these verses. This verse about the sacrifice of the Messiah. So I'm sure they read these verses, and maybe they sold out copies of that part. So he was reading. So maybe he went to observe the Passover in Jerusalem, and this prophecy was read. And as I've told, this prophecy foreshadowed the death of Christ and how he would deliver his people from slavery of sin, the suffering that came upon him. That was the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53. So this man was reading. Is it not interesting? He was reading about the price Christ paid for our sin. But as I told you, this Ethiopian, he cannot understand the sufferer in the passage, because the passage tells of someone suffering and bearing the punishment of others. So he couldn't understand. Nor the people. He asked Philip that, is it about the prophet himself, or he's speaking about somebody. So as I told you, the priest and the Pharisees in Jerusalem didn't point this man to the Savior. They have observed the Passover, but yet the purpose of the Passover is lost. It's possible we can come to church, we can sit down, listen, but the purpose of church will never get to it, because we don't want to obey what God tells us. The Bible tells us in the word that if we don't listen and keep it and think about it, we can never have any profit from the word. So this man was doing this. But then he had Philip to help him. Verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Philip came there. So, there's just a short summary given to, but we will know that Philip would never explain to him the whole passage of Isaiah 53. He will take his time, and then he will also show him how this prophecy has been fulfilled by the suffering of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Yeah, Philip Benny said, Papa auntie Isaiah 53 as Philip Befa, what church in Miss Massa come share for his Christ and you woo, I'll be one more one in Huno. Emma, Christo, abebuwa mabone. Obe cheche nimu. No, was Bible say uno ochre no Christo. If he's that verses in him. So that what Philip would do. So Philip opened to him. And in that, especially verse 53 of Isaiah, chapter 5 of Isaiah 53, there's this verse, he definitely tells him about this, but we are told that, but he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So here it talks about the Christ suffering the pains, not for himself, but for sinners. So Philip will point in that Christ suffered. Yes, it's not he suffered, but he suffered it on himself, but it was not for his sin. Philip will point him to that. And also, verse 6 will move on. He will go on further and tell him. Because verse 6 tells about those that he suffered for and how we are all lost. Say that, it tells that all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. And this one also shows that though we have been led astray, the Lord has punished his son for us. And the Ethiopian enough will have thought, what wonder is this? That we are sin, and this Ethiopian enough, during, as I told you, he has come to realize his own sinfulness. That's why he was going to worship in Jerusalem, to know the true God. But then, when he goes there, his sin is still, I mean, there's no solution for his sin. So, in thinking of what the Bible speaks about the Savior, his heart removed. Then, this thing is something that it concerns me. Because he might have known how foolishly he has also lived his life away from God. He may have known how, though he goes to worship there, he doesn't have that fellowship with God. He's gone astray. And he'll connect himself with the message. So at this point, I mean, he will have realized that the purpose of the Passover was in Christ Jesus. Now they can say, the Philip Church is much, and who says, sir, Passover, no, quite a costume, you know, the Christ Christ, the Munat. So yes, what the Passover was it. And this were made him to desire Christ because he has become the sinner's substitute. Webema what then akuma for Christos. So if you say Christ abey in Temzen, you abey in Temzen the man at the point for. Then the man who saw himself as a sinner, over whom is all was the boy, Christos woman. And that he will realize that then Christ has actually come to die for his sin. He has come to stand in his place, to suffer all the punishment of God for him. And then, as a seeker, he will move on to confess his sin. That's what he will do. Then he will tell Christ, my sins, oh Lord, help me. These are my sins, I have long lived in them. Help me, and he will plead for forgiveness. This man will move on, because the narrative didn't give up, but this is what it will do, because later we are told that he was happy to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this thing that Philip will explain to him, and then he will also come to the Lord with his heart. Even in that chariot, on the way, he will be happy to know that Christ has died for him. The Passover he went to celebrate, now this is the reality. I went to seek the Lord, but here's the reality. I have found the Lord here. This is what I'm missing in my life. This is all that, the honor that I want to know the Lord Jesus Christ and how he has suffered for me so that I can also give myself to him and live for him. That's what every seeker looks at. So as I've said, the Lord will always do this for every genuine believer. He will make us realize the cost of our sinfulness. They can say, this is what I'm going to do. You let us feel it. At any point, at a particular point in time, he will let us really realize that. And it will really, I mean, it will make us cry. It will make us feel how we have lived against him. So we see that salvation is not merely about repentance and false beliefs. Some people think that, well, I used to go to this church and believe in that, now I don't go there again. Now I go to this particular church, who teaches this? I'm saying, no! It's about having our hearts brought to come to realize that Christ has died for us. He has paid the cost of our sin. When I was lying, when I was cheating, when I was lusting after things, when I was saying all those kind of free jokes and everything, when I think it's a lie, Christ was punishing that for me. When I was doing all this, I didn't care that there was any harm. The Bible tells me there was harm. Emrami can draw, Emrami, me did some, Bible no me who said, "Mrami, yes, I knew many." I am who said, "Oh, be Jimmy, no." Bible says, "No one can tear the whole one." Jesus Christ, whom we mumble about, Jesus as studio. And the mama said, oh, sana, you still woman. Then, me show me the mobile question on Jimmy. So that is it. So, and like I said, I've been sacra, I mean, so Christian, Christian, and yes, I have a great fear, a Sumbiano. Then, when we have a great fear, wonderful, and you have a Christ. My time is already gone, but then, we realize in verse 36, 37, and we are told that, I'll just read too fast and I'll be done. Verse 36 to 37, we are told, and as they went on their way, they came onto a certain water, and in the Enoch said, see, here is water. What thou hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. So you see that this man has come to realize that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, that he has to come to him to believe. So it shows that he has trusted the Lord. And his request for baptism, I'm sure Philip will have told him what it takes to be, after salvation, what it takes to really become part of the church of God on earth. So I'm sure he will tell him how he has to submit to the Lord's commands, baptism, and partaking of the baptism and Lord's Supper, church membership, personal holiness, Christian service. Philip will have gone, we are told that they went on for a while. We are not told what they were discussing. But the question tells that Philip was speaking to him about other parts of Christianity, which if he has really been saved, he should show. And then he said, well, this water, let me be baptized. But what tells us about his desire to be baptized? I told you he was traveling with an entourage. Different, because he was a man of dignity. You know, he wanted to tell the people, now I have found the Lord. I now have a new master. I want to identify with the Christians. And it will be a testimony to the people that, well, then we also have to look for this Savior. He didn't get saved and kept quiet. He didn't get saved and say, well, I want to keep it to myself. No, he said that I'm not ashamed to profess this Christ to my friends. And my baptism will show, because they will see me stop, because he stopped the chariot and then he moved out into the water with Philip and he got baptized. You see what this man did. And we are told in the verse 38, and he commanded the chariot to stand firm, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the Enoch, and he baptized him. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the Enoch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing for the salvation of his soul. This man came from Ethiopia as a man of dignity with all the world, but here we see he's rejoicing. He has found a pearl of greatest price. He has found salvation for his soul. Now he can now have hope that when the day of judgment comes, the Lord will smile at him. Well, who said? When Christians say, I tell you that never, I'm going to be a little bit of a strap in him. And he found this greater dignity and nobler than the position he had in the court of Candace, Queen of Ethiopia. My question to you is, have you also found this joy of believing? Once when you saw in Nigeria, what a fee, a friend saying, Sir, Obedi Christian, you also signed in Nigeria. And as when Nigeria was in Bra, we are saying, Your Marcos Yamau. And when Nigeria was here, we see the Abia Umana. This man was so happy because he was the Enoch of Ethiopia, or the treasure of Ethiopia. He was rejoicing because he has found salvation for his soul. Papa, and he was willing to show. Remember, he has gone to Jerusalem to go and worship. But then, he didn't know the Savior. As I said before, we can also come here and hear the sermons, and then if you don't give ourselves to the help the Lord, the help the Lord gives us is this word. It's to be reminded of our sinfulness, and that to know that until we have gotten forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ and saved by Him, God will not smile at us. He will have to deal with us like every sinner who did not come to Him at the end of the day of judgment. So you see, so this should be our thinking. That the Lord should help us to also find Him like this Ethiopian, so that our rejoicing in this world will not be in something we have or position in life, but truly that we also have become God's children. We have given of Him our hearts, and He Himself has given Himself to us to live for Him, to enjoy Him, and that forever. That is what we have to seek after. The American said, "Also, you can say Nigeria Papa Nyanyi." So now, come on, my ready, yes, Christ to more, you know, I didn't want to chair, I didn't want to chair, no. Send the general Nya or Sa, a dear Muno, a Susan, and you know, we are seeing ya. Not or year or the four Ethiopia. No, you'll be a war and events in Union, Until you come to know this joy, do no joy. You are deceiving yourself. May the Lord help each one of us to find this joy by seeking and truly coming to the Lord in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.